Hello, and welcome to a Christmas edition of the Loftus Party Podcast. We'd like to open today's show with a royalty-free Christmas carol I am writing as I speak. Christmas is pretty awesome, open them gifts. Christmas is pretty awesome, look at them, beep. Christmas is pretty awesome, show me that ass. Christmas kicks ass. Okay, that's why I gotta work on that one.
We're going to work on it, but I mean, here's the thing. We've already submitted to ASCAP.
Right.
So we're going to get it taken care of and covered, and no one else can use it.
Yeah, and if they do, they owe us money. I'm expecting a stop-motion animation Christmas special this time next year. Christmas kicks ass. Okay, so it's a weird one this week. Here's the fun part, you guys. Here's what you need to know. While the Liberty Gypsy still digs out of the Arctic tundra that is Georgia after an inch of snow, they might be ready to reopen the city or in the state in a few weeks. So here's what's happened. Andrew Apple got on a plane, came to New York. We had a thing we can't talk about right now. Had a little adventure in Manhattan, and it's been quite the adventure. So I think you and I... you're used to it. I had like 3 hours of sleep last night.
Yes. So I was completely jet lagged. I think I went to bed at about 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I was up and at him about 7.
Right.
Which...
Here's what I did. I went 2 a.m., got up a little bit before 6.
Okay. And then about 7 o'clock, you came out of your room.
Yep.
And said, are you awake? I said, yes. And you said, I'm very impressed.
I am. Then I put on my pajamas, changed my plans.
We did have fun today, though.
We did. Went down to the city, went to the Gotham Comedy Club.
Yep.
That's a great group of people down there.
Fantastic group of people.
Big, big thanks to everyone at Gotham, to Leanne especially, and Chris Mazzilli and everybody who helped us today. That was awesome. And Brian.
Good old Brian.
Brian was a champ. Brian really hooked us up. Brian, buddy, you got to get that cough looked into. I'm worried about you. He had this crazy cough. It was always right on cue. It's like we're talking. We stop. And now we're talking and the cough stopped. It was really oddly.
Well, I think that was intentional by him because I think he was holding in his cough. So he would only cough after the interview portion of when people were talking on camera.
The poor soul. The poor soul. Anyway, we had a banner day. One of the funniest things happened ever in the history. Well, in a long time. So we get an Uber back to Long Island. We got to get back on the island. It's like 6 o'clock at night. Uber guy picks us up. Traffic's heavy. Blah, blah. We're driving through Harlem. We're about to get on one of the frickin' bridges. The one bridge where you don't have to pay. Andrew, you're looking at your phone. Now, I'm getting sleepy. And I'm trying to cover, right? I got to be strong. Andrew looks at his phone, and you said, what?
I said... Oh, look, you can buy a chocolate mold of your butthole for your loved ones this Christmas.
Okay, now there's a sentence you don't hear all the time. Hey, look, you can buy a chocolate mold of your butthole for your loved ones this Christmas. So that's oddly. And then I just casually say, what's the name of this company that makes it?
Edible Anus.
And then right on cue, the driver, this Hindu kid, is like, seriously? It was great. Maybe he had to be there. But he just chimed in with a seriously. And then it was shortly after that, he's like, you guys want to listen to some music?
This is all very inside baseball.
Yes.
But I feel like our party members will get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, go to theloftusparty.com, send us a message, and let us know what flavor you would want your chocolate butthole to be.
Well, then there you go. You've already said chocolate. And this is the company. We looked it up. Because here's the deal. It seemed like an onion thing to me. It's obviously a fake. But this is a company. This is
Edible Anus Company.
The Edible Anus Company. They'll also do bronze.
Yes. So They have a couple of different options. What you can do is they just have, like, standard buttholes. So if you want to buy just butthole-shaped chocolate...
No, really. If you're going to go that far to, like, you know what this house needs? It needs a bronzed butthole. Don't you kind of have to go with your own? You don't just get that off the rack. That's got to be, oh... That's your mother's.
The price is a little bit of a barrier to entry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So here's what I can't say. Is there a market for just a nondescript butthole? Like, you have to be...
Apparently, because this company sells them in packs of three for $10.
But can you get famous people's?
We don't know, but you can get a personalized one where they will actually make a mold of your butthole.
Right.
And it's only $500.
$500?
Yes.
Wow. I'm out. For a second there, I'm like, I don't know, maybe. They got me on the price point. It wasn't the fact of someone pouring molten lead onto my asshole. I don't think they could do it like that. Anyway, and this the company slogan is what? It's the butthole that saved Christmas or something? The butthole that time forgot? The land before butthole?
It's the anus that made Britain great.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a bunch of Indians, and, you know, Pan-Asian Indians who think there's been a couple of British assholes that made Britain less than great.
I tell you what, I didn't like Queen Elizabeth. I didn't like the one before her, all those people.
That's horribly racist. Okay, so this is going to be weird. It's a sleep-deprived kind of a wonderful thing. That happened in the Uber. I laughed so hard. And I'm sorry to my driver. I couldn't do, because it's the setup and punch to it was just, what's the name of the company? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then this, like, the perfect quiet moment, and then...
Seriously?
He was just so disgusted. We howled with laughter. And here's the other thing. This is, like, more of a pop culture thing. But as we're driving home, he's like, do you guys want to listen to music? And, yeah, sure. Coming across the bridge, getting back over onto Long Island, heard a little bit of the new Taylor Swift.
Yes.
It was Bad Reputation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give that the thumbs up. I enjoyed it. I had not heard... That's the first time I had heard a track off that album. I enjoyed it immensely.
Okay, because I have been... And I know she's your girl.
Yes, she is.
But I have been generally underwhelmed by this album as a whole.
You know what it is? And this is going to sound... I'm going to sound like a very old person right now. I'm the youngest of five kids. A couple of my older brothers and sisters were very much into Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
I mean, like, my eldest brother, very much into Fleetwood Mac. Mm-hmm. Like there was an album called Buckingham Nicks.
Okay.
And then they joined Fleetwood Mac. Things got... And then there was Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. Boom, 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 exploding. They had this really huge album. I think it was... Fleetwood Mac, or maybe it was Rumors.
Well, Rumors was their big album.
Yeah, yeah, and then the next one was, you know, it's underwhelming. And I think, what was it, 1983?
That was 1989. Yeah. That was a great album.
Ginormous. Yeah. And that's how you know, and you and I think a million years ago, talked about it on this very podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's good when the cover of it is good.
Yes.
Ryan Adams.
Yes.
Amazing. So that's just a testament to good songwriting. Okay, so I liked it. I liked Bad Reputation, but I was expecting nothing because I've heard a lot of people say, meh, meh. It's not like, hey, I'm not going to go buy it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's
just
like bad.
That first single was just not good to me. The Look What You Made Me Do, that was everywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't enjoy that. And then there's a song where she talks about how she's going to run through the jungle and run through the wolves to get to you.
Mm.
And it's very fluffy.
And that's a big buy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't picture her running anywhere for any dude. I really don't.
No.
I don't picture her running? I'm seriously Wait. When do you think, just a guess, mm-hmm. when do you think the last time like Taylor Swift had to really like run anywhere, anywhere?
No, and I'll be completely honest with you, it was in the Apple commercial that she did on a treadmill.
But that's for acting.
Yeah.
Like for like had a need to run.
Oh, never.
Yeah, she hasn't run. I don't think that girl has run since P.E. in the seventh grade.
She's very fit, so I'm guessing she has a regular treadmill routine.
She's got a trainer or something going on.
Yeah.
And there was probably a treadmill, I'm going to guess elliptical, okay. to save her knees and her ovaries. But I don't think that girl's, like, so, yeah, Taylor, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, the running through the jungle and running through the wolves to get to me. Might not be the best imagery, but I did like Bad Reputation. There's a cool little hook on it. She does a cool little vocal thing. The hook I liked
mm-hmm.
a lot. So there is some news today. Well, there's some headlines.
Yes.
There's some headlines that make you think something really weird happened. And like a moron, while we were on our field trip today, I bit on it. I based my knowledge on the headline. The headline was this. Donald Trump banned 7 words from the CDC.
Yes.
Like, if you work at the CDC, you can't use these words. It's the 7 words you can't say at the CDC. These are the ones that are banned. Fetus, transgender, diversity, entitlement, vulnerable, evidence-based, science-based. Why can't you say science-based? That was my spot-on George Carlin.
I like it.
So that was the headline. Those words aren't banned. Those are, you're just not allowed, they don't want, I guess they are banned from the budget proposal. Mm-hmm. The CDC is looking for dough.
Yes.
And the Trump administration is like, let's not, we don't feel the need to use fetus, transgender, diversity, entitlement, vulnerable, evidence-based, or science-based. But they did come up with another phrase for science-based.
Which has a lot of words in it.
It is a lot of words. Science-based is more economical.
Yes.
You will save ink on the government printer because it is a long phrase. However, I overreacted, you know, and we're talking with people and things are being recorded and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. It's stupid. I can't defend that. And I'm saying that before I read the article. So I feel a little foolish. You know what happened? I fell for the fake news guy. Fake news victim.
Well, I mean, you know, this is actually something that we were talking about earlier today as well, that we are all victims of clickbait on a very regular basis.
Yes.
And it's getting really, really troubling.
Here's what I know. And I'm just to that point, and I've said this before to the Liberty Gypsy, I could be so much more bombastic on Twitter. I could be so much more, you know, big sweeping statements, hate, you know, blah, blah. And I just don't want to do that. I find it boring. And I know it would just generate a lot more, you know, but who wants to do that? I don't want to be the loudest voice shouting the biggest blah, blah. I want to have fun and crap like that. But unfortunately, it is the loudest, most bombastic. And that's where the tone is. That's where things are set.
Yes.
Which is not a good thing. I think it's always been the case, though.
It has, but the reason it's different now was because there was a fourth estate and there was a barrier to entry when it came to journalism. I mean, it is a very well-known fact that...
Have you ever seen the movie His Girl Friday? But that's like, it's the newspaper game. It's the 1930s. Exactly. That sells papers. And like, you can't say that, Chief. It's not true. That's not, and it's been that, that's been the game.
Yes.
And you can take that back to John Adams versus T.J. Jefferson.
Yes.
Just like, I think Adams called Thomas Jefferson a hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson called Adams a hermaphrodite. And Adams said that if Thomas Jefferson were elected, all of our women would be raped. It was like just... So we have a rich history of it. So anyway, yes, the Fourth Estate, I hear you. Mm-hmm. However, that just occurred to me too. I think it's always been that way. Can we change it?
Well, first off, and we talked about this last week on the podcast, I am all for reinstating the fairness doctrine. I think that we need to get back to news and less opinion.
Yes.
And honestly, I think that might be something that needs to be legislated.
You know what? I hate to say this, but I guess there was, and I apologize, you guys. I'm a sleepy cowboy here. If we talked about it last week, I apologize. But I think there was a time back in the early days of, so you want to get your television license.
Yes.
You have to have this much straight up news. And there were no commercials. It was just news. There wasn't money to be made. You provided it as like a service.
I'll provide the clarification. Basically, back in the early days of television, television was coming across the air.
Right.
You don't own the air. No one owns the air. So basically, these head honchos at the networks, they came in and they got in front of Congress and said, here's what we're going to do. All right? We're going to make a lot of money making television. We're going to make entertainment, and it's going to go over the air. But as a public service, we are going to give 1 hour every week, and it's going to be the news. We are going to report that for the public good.
Yes.
There was never anything that said they could or could not monetize it.
Right.
And that's ultimately what led to the 24-hour news cycle, what led to what we have today, where these news organizations are now major monetary factors in these big conglomerates.
I'm very conflicted here. It seems to go against, you know, my core political beliefs. However, when you have a vested interest in, lead with the explosion, lead with the worst thing, fear, go with that, you know, there is, and it's ratings, you're chasing ratings, which means you're chasing ad dollars and revenue. It's scary.
Yeah.
Because it's really, and people have been saying this for a long time, and maybe I'm just late to the party, but there really is two Americas.
Yeah.
I mean, there are the people who are just scared to death that these are the end of days.
Yes.
Donald Trump is the president.
Yeah.
And then there's the people who, like me, who are like, whew, it was almost the end of days when we got Donald Trump as president. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm sleeping really well. I'm sleeping really good. And there's other people that are just like white knuckle death grip. You know, he's got the launch codes. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to be okay.
Well, because, I want to share two interesting things with you about what you just said. Number one, I am leaning more and more closer to the white knuckle death grip.
Okay.
But a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, because of what we do on this show and what we do with our work over at LoftusParty.com, I'm one of the few, thank you, plug. I am probably one of the few human beings who will take the time to go to NBC News, go to Fox News, look at Breitbart, Daily Caller, Huffington Post, Daily Beast, all of these different places that have a lot of varying points of view on them.
Yes.
And what's both interesting and scary is that if you're not reading all of it, you're not getting the whole picture.
I know there's people who've been saying this for a long, long time.
Yes.
I mean, probably for years before, and like you and I are just getting to the party. And like, hey, I got a question. How come the news isn't fair? Right? Like, yeah. Smart people. Like, I'm sure there's smart people, like, somewhere in their giant summer or winter homes. Just like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Now you want to ask? I've been saying this since 62. But it is true. And I'm in the same boat. Like, I watch MSNBC. I watch Fox. I watch, you know, other news outlets. And you just see, like, it's the difference is really, really astounding.
Yes.
And then the one thing, and I just want to mention this just for the listeners at home, the thing that I found amazing, like Donald Trump gave a speech recently about, you know, hey, Jerusalem's the capital of Israel.
Yes.
And so the thing they harped on about that was, boy, he was slurring his words. And I watched it, and like maybe he had dry mouth, but it wasn't like he was having a stroke on TV. And like they literally have psychologists and psychiatrists on MSNBC. He's insane. He's got dementia. That would explain everything. And like they're literally going because he was enunciating some words. We can like and these are the same people. I'm not even kidding you. I'm not kidding you. That were when Hillary was passed out on her feet, like getting her
old ass dragged into a van mm-hmm. in Manhattan on a balmy day that was all of 73. Mm-hmm. And it was the heat. And they're like, I think it's un-American to even question her health. That's what drives us crazy.
Okay.
That's what drives people like me crazy. Really? Donald Trump's lip gets stuck to his tooth, and he's a frickin' nut job. Hillary passes out on her feet, gets dragged by the Secret Service, and it's like, how dare you question her health? That's crazy.
Okay. Now, I'm so glad you said this, because we have a moment where I think we can connect on something mm-hmm. here. Because I'm gonna make an analogy here.
Okay.
The way you feel about how the media treated that moment is the way that liberals feel about the birther movement.
Really?
Yes. That is exactly how the liberals feel.
That by saying, by proposing, mm-hmm. that perhaps Barack Obama was born out of town, and he came over here, and they're like, we should probably get a birth certificate. Like, that's the level of outrage?
Yes,
because listen, and I'm telling you right now,
yeah.
They could, Barack Obama, seriously, could pop out of a cake today, and he'll probably a cake where Donald Trump just was the day before, because that's all Obama's doing now, which is some horse shit. But he could pop out of a cake and go, you guys, I'm from Africa, and everybody would be like, you! Get out of here. It's over. Like, that, it's history. That, like, it means nothing. I mean, it doesn't, it's not like, you know, like Pete Rose still gets into the, you know, well, he's getting the Hall of Fame, but he's got, you know, he's in the record books and yeah. stuff. Obama, it's not like it's going to be like Moses, have his name stricken from every temple. It's like, yeah, that guy, that was the president. He was a Barack Obama. I mean, like, I don't see how the birther movement, I don't see how it works, the analogy.
Well, because
Donald Trump, lip stuck to his tooth,
mm-hmm.
he's crazy. Hillary Clinton passes out, gets dragged into a van, doesn't get taken to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is what you do, you know? That's what you do. Hey, my mom just passed out. You want to go to the hospital? No, let's go to my house. It's on 76th and Broadway. Anyway. But she's fine. That's, I don't see how the birther movement
because,
correlates.
Mostly because what I'm trying to get across here is, like, I don't know what else Barack Obama could have done to convince Fox News that he was born in America.
Birth certificate?
He put out his birth certificate.
How long did it take him?
As long as it took Trump to say that Obama was born in America.
No, how long did it take him to provide his birth certificate?
What?
Where are his college transcripts?
I have no idea.
There you go!
I don't know where my college transcripts are, do
well,
you?
You're not running for president! No, I don't know where yours are. I know where you left the caramel popcorn, though. Anyway, that's, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but there's, you see that kind of weirdness, and I don't like to bring that kind of stuff, because I feel it's like, it's really close to conspiracy waters. And I only want to go to the conspiracy waters that I want to go to, which, seriously.
This is the Loftus Party, so
yes,
I will defer.
And there's big conspiracy news today. And these people have got to be flipping the hell out. The Pentagon today has released information, and they said, hey, since 2007, we've been investigating UFO activity. Harry Reid asked us to do it. We did it. Now, a couple of questions. One, seriously, how long have you been doing it? Because there's no way that it started in 2007. number two, why'd you say, and what's the budget? What did Harry Reid? When Harry Reid has a secret program to look into UFOs, that you don't find out about till like 8 years later or whatever, mm-hmm. 10 years later. What were we spending on that? And how many other little secret programs? But then I want to get into the budget fiasco. However, I'm into it. I am way into it. Like, looking into UFOs, let's do it. And here's my other thing. So imagine, if you will, if you've been, because those dudes are out there, the UFO people.
Yes.
They've been saying this crap for years. And I don't say crap like it's meaningless. I mean, like, they've been screaming this from the mountaintops. They're here! You know, mm-hmm. they probed me or whatever. And then you make your jokes, like I just did. And they feel demeaned and they, you know, whatever, secret society. I think that there's some stuff going on. I saw a piece of video the other day, and if it's a fraud, it's a great fraud from the space station.
Yes.
In orbit, and there's something that just pops out of the clouds and just zips by. Maybe it's reversed. Maybe they reversed the film. I don't know. Then I saw a thing in the New York Times today, showed it to you.
Yes.
And what here's the I'll give you the nuts and bolts of the story. These two pilots, they're based on the aircraft carrier Nimitz. They're off the coast of San Diego. They're flying around. They get a call from the Nimitz. Hey, do you guys have ordnance? Meaning, are your guns loaded? The jet pilots guys are like, yep, we're locked and loaded. Good to go. All right, get over here. There's something that was at 80,000 feet a second ago. Ba-boom. Now it's at 20,000 feet. We want you to go look at that. So the jets shoot over. By the time they get into contact, the thing is no longer there, but there's an object under the water. Just under the water, the waves are churning up. They said it looked like the ocean was boiling. So these guys now are circling around this. What's this thing that has, I guess it fell into the water. It gets out of the water and starts shooting skyward. So these dudes hightail it out of there, bigger circles to try to follow this thing. And as they're going up to the top of the circle, boom, it's waiting for them. Okay. Now, and there's video. On they have the little targeting like live from Iraq, that stuff. These yeah. guys have an object on their radar, they're ready to shoot it. Mm-hmm. Boom, UFOs, Harry Reid. I'm all in. I'm all in. And so, I hope they're cool. I hope that we better hope they are cool.
Yes. Yes, because we don't have Will Smith to save us like he did.
Not this time. Day. He didn't sign on for the sequel. But I tell you what, somebody better make sure Jeff Goldblum's ass is safe. Because he's like, if I found a way to have the satellites infuse the alien technology with a virus and...
I have to tell you, I was very excited. I saw a movie that you have not seen yet called Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get into any spoilers.
But Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Jeff Goldblum's not in it. But they did a trailer for Jurassic World 2 in front of it.
Oh, man. I saw it.
You don't seem excited.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because it's beyond stupid now.
Why?
Here's why. I read the book Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Fantastic book.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Crichton had this way of writing these books. And I like how you just kind of ducked the whole UFO thing. You don't believe it. You saw it. You read the article. You looked at the video. You're like, whatever. But we'll talk about Jurassic Park 2. Okay, so Michael Crichton writes this book, Jurassic Park, and ba-boom, to his credit. That guy mm-hmm. was way ahead of the game in terms of science. They just found a piece of amber
mm-hmm.
that has a tick in it.
Okay.
Like a full-on bloated tick. Mm-hmm. That tick is full of something's DNA. Yes. It's just fed on something. Amber got it. So you extrapolate from that, you got Jurassic Park,
mm-hmm.
and the guy has made dinosaurs, and it took him, and Jeff Goldblum was like, no, nature finds a way, life finds a way, blah, 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 then we're going to have to drive faster, and it goes haywire,
mm-hmm.
and they leave the island alone. Okay, I'm so in on that movie.
Yes.
And I will put that initial T-Rex scene, mm-hmm. that attack of the Jeep.
Yes.
And when it's, today... That looks real to me.
Okay.
That's fantastic CGI puppetry the whole nine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great movie.
Yes.
Except for the ending kind of falls apart.
Fair enough.
Then the second movie, they have to go back for a reason.
Yes.
Okay. I'm all in.
Yes.
I'm all in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then now we're going crazy. Now we're into the third one, and let's bring a T-Rex back to San Diego. I'm out.
Yes.
I'm out. You've lost. Then I'm back with the fourth one. These people go back to the dinosaur island. There's a couple dinosaurs left. Though they're attacking. They're trying to get the DNA. I'm in for that one.
Yes.
Now you've got the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Chris Pratt.
training dinosaurs. He's the alpha dinosaur. He does the hand thing where he puts his hand out and the dinosaur nuzzles his hand. And I'm the pack leader on the motorcycle running with the... Yes.
Hold on. Because that's not the trailer I saw.
No, that was the movie before this.
Yes, that was Jurassic World.
Horrible.
Okay.
Absolutely horrible. So now the island is bad again. Mm-hmm. And it's like... So if you follow the history and the timeline, people are smarter than that. They just wouldn't go back. No one would go back, no matter what. If people were on that island, no one's going. And I think the Costa Rican Navy would be out there. There would be like no one's getting back on that thing.
So this is actually one place I disagree with you because.
Okay.
Because, no, I'm serious about this. Colin Trevorrow, who...
Wait a minute. I love how we show you an article from the New York Times and a video from the cockpit with the UFO captured on video, and you're like, whatever. But anyway, Dinosaur Island.
I saw something on a camera. I don't know what it is. I want to keep looking into UFOs.
I want to believe.
Okay. I do want to believe.
So the trailer for Jurassic Park 2.
Yes.
Jurassic World 2. Chris Pratt with his emotional, I touch dinosaurs on the nose and mm-hmm. they trust me. And I fed this one and I gave her a name. It's a reptile.
Yes.
Okay, you can name an alligator. Mm-hmm. That thing's going to eat you. Okay, you're not going to touch it on the nose. Be like, good Gertie. I'm going to get on the motorcycle and ride. Okay, so anyway, what did you like about it? You liked it. We have very different tastes.
Yes. So what I liked about this trailer was the fact that... They're basically ripping off Kong Skull Island.
Really?
And yes. Because it's like you said, they have to go back to the island because there's a couple of dinosaurs on there and someone gets up and says, well, we need to save these dinosaurs. Because it turns into this whole public debate. Do dinosaurs have a right to live? We brought them into the world. They are living beings, but they might eat us. So we just kind of want to blow up the island, but some people aren't cool with that. So they have to go back to the island.
Already you lost me.
Okay.
And here's where you lost me.
Yes.
You can bring back how many dinosaurs you want? 50? 100?
Personally?
No, just like alive on planet Earth.
None.
Okay. Now let's say there was, how many dinosaurs do you think there are in Jurassic Park, Jurassic World?
I'd say a good 20.
20?
Yeah.
That's a small number. Let's double that. Let's say there's 40 dinosaurs. That we just let loose. Let's pick a big city. Let's pick Manhattan. Those dinosaurs are dead tomorrow. We kill them all.
Yes.
Like, there's dinosaurs. Bang, bang, bang. 40 dinosaurs. Probably 40 bullets. It would be the shortest movie ever. Maybe the last dinosaur, somebody would feel bad. But then someone would look at their car and like, no, kill it. It totally ruined my Prius. It would, like, there's no movie there anymore. I mean, you got the spectacle, but I think the premise is wrong. The premise is wrong. I know they love the Jurassic Park series and the Jurassic World. Chris Pratt trains dinosaurs. I'm out. And I can believe a lot of junk. I can make some pretty big leaps. I do want to ask you this.
Yes.
And we will get back to some politics, but like this is Freeform Friday on a Saturday. You said you saw Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay. It breaks my heart to say this. This is really the longest I've waited. This is like...
For a very good reason, though.
Yes, I want to see this with my family.
Yes.
I want to do that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Star Wars franchise.
Yes.
And... I forgave what's his dude,
George Lucas,
J.J. Abrams.
Yes,
a lot.
Okay,
he had to do some pretty iffy things to get the franchise going.
Yes.
However, there's a lot that I loved about it.
Mm-hmm.
The giant planet that destroys entire solar systems,
mm-hmm.
that was ridiculous.
Yes.
That was completely ridiculous.
Yes.
However, it's a movie. I mean, popcorn, there's the Force. Using the Force to read somebody's mind? No. No. You cannot do that. And I Kylo Ren... Whatever.
Here's the thing. And
I'm not going to give any spoilers, obviously, but I am anticipating that when the podcast comes up next week and you do talk about it, you may have some sadness.
They can't kill anybody else. They can't kill. I'm mad at Harrison Ford. Like, I will be mad at him till the end of my days for having him encourage the writers. Yeah, kill me. Kill me. Horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. That's him being selfish. That tells me a lot about who he is as a human being. He's a selfish, selfish person. And I would say it to his face. And then I'd probably ask him, where'd you get those earrings? Because those are pretty hot. I finally found some hoops.
Really?
I got the diamond studs.
Yes.
Very happy with those. I've always wanted little hoops. Morgan Freeman has a great pair.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford has a good earring. And I could never, and I finally found them. I'll wear them in the next vlog. They're fantastic. They're wonderful. Okay. So yeah, we'll talk some serious. Another Star Wars noise. It's crazy. I'm like Donald Trump. My lip is sticking. I must be insane. The Star Wars sex toys. We didn't talk about that last week. I want to make sure we do it this week. In fact, can maybe get on your phone and see if they still have them, if that company is still selling them.
The company is still selling
them. But they're not called Star Wars sex toys. They're like Star Battle sex toys.
They're called Star Toys. This is a website, not a sponsor for the record, although if they do want to send us some stuff, we will give them a serious shout out. This is geekysextoys.com.
Geeky Sex Toys, I'm telling you right now, if you send them, we'll find someone to try them out. I don't think the Liberty Gypsy is going to be happy with the way this is going. But you got a C-3PO coming your way. Oh, Atu. Why? See what I did there? Here's what I did. Oh, C-3PO. See, then he was muffled. Anyway, I think they're hilarious. I think they're in good fun. I hope they don't get sued. They have lightsaber ones. That just, it's got like a lightsaber handle and the little schlong thing lights up. You can pick your color. It could be, you could be the light side, the dark side, red, blue. It looks like wonderful fun.
Well, what I adore is the text that I got from you after I told you initially about this.
Yes.
Do you remember what you said?
I do not.
You said the dark side red lightsaber dildos are sold out.
Yes.
And I love America for that.
Yes. Yeah. Those were sold out. And then the Darth Vader, it has like a big, like a wand one.
Yes.
And the Darth Vader helmet is the active part. Sold out. And they had their apologies on there. We're going to try to make more.
Yes.
So I love it.
So I'm looking at the site now. They have, for the dudes, they have what they call Hand Solo. It is, it's basically a fleshlight with Han Solo and Carbonite on it.
Oh, no, that's not good. That's not good. I find distasteful. It's okay. Like you're gonna masturbate to a Han Solo and Carbonite. I can't do that.
Well, and again, if that's your thing, go with it.
Right. Hey, if you're into it, America, yeah. I don't wanna stop you from having your fun.
There's a dildoa. If you've ever wondered what Yoda's penis looks like,
oh man,
this may give you an idea.
It's also a lipstick. It's just that. Pleasure yourself, you will.
For those who are into BDSM, they have a space station ball gag.
Oh, like a Death Star ball gag?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun.
And there's, for the extra kinky ones, there's a 6-piece dark side bondage kit.
Bum, bum, bum. Give me the plans to that space station. Lando Calrissian. This deal keeps getting worse all the time.
Meanwhile, and I know we don't talk about Rick and Morty much on this show, but they have a bunch of Rick and Morty sex toys, too.
Good for them. Here's the thing, and I'll be honest about Rick and Morty. Yes. I like this show because it's more comedy and a little bit of politics. It's like a break. It's like a Christmas break, a holiday break, if you will. Everyone I know, and I hang out with some pretty funny people.
True.
There's the people who have never seen Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the people who love Rick and Morty.
Yes.
And they all say, once you get in, you are all in.
Yes.
Like, maybe 1-2 episodes, you're like, what? I don't really. And then by like episode 3 or whatever, you're like, this is just hilarious.
Yes.
I did see a clip that made me howl with laughter.
Which one? I've seen every episode, so...
You've seen every episode.
Yes.
One episode, I don't know who's Rick and who's Morty. It's obviously a takeoff on Back to the Future.
Oh, 100%. In fact, its origins are from a website called Channel 101, where the creator was like, I'm going to do the most fucked up Back to the Future parody you can possibly imagine. So he does something called Doc and Marty.
Okay.
And Marty has an H in it.
Okay.
And it's really cheap animation. It's just the most disgusting stuff you could possibly imagine.
That's great. Marty doing. Now, isn't this one of the creators also from Community?
Yeah, that's Dan Harmon.
Dan Harmon.
Who okay. I know you're not a fan of Community.
Yeah, I didn't like that show. I think the first couple of... Whatever. The first couple episodes, whatever. And then it became a different thing. And I'd love to talk to Dan Harmon about that.
Absolutely.
Because I know he went to do other stuff, and he mm-hmm. came back. However, the Rick and Morty one I saw, the doctor gives the kid a device so he can listen to the thoughts of the animals.
Yes.
And he goes outside, and the bees are like, must get honey for the queen, mm-hmm. gotta feed the queen, take care of the drones. And like the ants are like, oh, gotta get all this stuff. And then everyone else is cute, and the birds are cute. And then the squirrel is like, listen, we have to, you know, keep that. And the squirrels have a secret society, and they go, he can hear us. And they look at the kid, and the kid tries to pretend like he wasn't listening to the mm-hmm. secret, and the squirrels are like a giant wave of them are attacking the kid, and he's running for his life. And then the doctor's like, we got to get out of here. They see you listening. That cracked me up.
Yep.
So if it's stuff like that, I think I'd enjoy it.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Rick and Morty. That's Cartoon Network.
Adult Swim.
Adult Swim.
Yes.
Sunday nights at, like, what?
It's like 10 p.m. I think I usually watch it the next day.
And this is what gives me hope.
Yes.
Sunday nights at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then boom, boom, boom. I don't know what the ratings are. I know a lot of people talk about it. I know mm-hmm. a lot of people watch it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems popular. You can't keep something funny a secret.
True.
It just gets out. Mm-hmm. And people start passing it along. And hopefully that's the kind of thing that will happen here. Evidently it is happening.
Yes.
Our little ratings are doing well. I'm pleased with the ratings we've been gathering. And the Facebook, thank you guys. I always want to do that, and I mean it sincerely. The people, YouTube subscriptions, Facebook friends, all that wonderful, wonderful stuff. Here's something, and this goes right in with the Star Wars stuff and the political stuff. We got Disney bought 20th Century Fox.
Yes.
I do not like it. I do not like it. I do not like it for a ton of reasons.
Okay. Continue with that.
Less competition.
Okay.
That is not good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to Disney for every superhero movie. I don't want to go to Disney for every action movie. It's just that's all it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Sony better get their act together. And Warner Brothers better get their act together,
because
mm-hmm. It's getting bleak. We're getting. How many studios are there?
I think there's only about five big ones, and then a few mini majors if you count like Annapurna and Skydance and those type of places.
Yeah, you better get it together because that mouse is coming for everybody.
All right,
and I used to like. People would say, "Oh, Disney, man, that's kind of shady. You know, they're super greedy and all this stuff." Then they did some really questionable. Not questionable. It was really horrible what they did with Pixar mm-hmm. to get them back in the fold.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yikes. If anybody had a chance to strike out on their own,
mm-hmm.
it was Pixar, for crying out loud. It was just hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
Disney muscled those guys into negotiating. So it's terrifying. And all these people, like, Disney owns too much stuff. They just own. Now, I'm a capitalist. I talk the talk. I gotta walk. There you go. So compete, other studios. Get it together. Sony, start making better movies. Warner Brothers.
All right.
So make better movies.
For the record, I just want to start by saying you and I are in total agreement on this, but I at least want to present the other side and hear your thoughts on it. Is that okay? Or do you want
to if you're gonna go to finally the Fantastic Four and the X-Men are back in the people.
That's like, as a fan, I can at least appreciate that, but like, I don't care all that much.
Me neither.
You know,
I really don't.
They're making good movies with what they have.
Yeah,
and that's ultimately what matters. But this is the commentary that we are in the biggest shift in the entertainment industry that has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that we know is in 5 years, we don't know what the entertainment industry is going to be looking like as far as distribution right now. And yeah. Apple, Google, Netflix, Facebook, they are all moving into that space. They are making content. They are essentially competing with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And these companies have a lot more money than Disney does at the moment.
That is very true. That's a great point.
Now, the argument for Disney doing this is the only way it can survive is if it becomes big enough to compete with the Apples and the Googles and all of that.
That is an awesome point. If the entertainment business is the board game Risk.
Yes.
You've got, remember how you get to use armies and you turn in cards and mm-hmm. you get
bonus. Oh yeah,
armies.
No, I love that game.
Like Facebook has a giant army.
Yes.
And they probably got a match. Mm-hmm. They're gonna turn in
yeah.
next and Verizon has a bunch of armies.
Yep.
Boy, I feel bad for like Warner Brothers down there with like two armies on Madagascar. And you got Disney in North America. Yeah. Like, I know, I had to attack you. I had to. Yeah. Sorry, Fox, I had to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
I needed the army. I needed a card. The Facebook's going to turn in a match. I had to do it. That is a great analogy. And yeah, I guess they do. They have to do it. Because like Facebook could, or is it Facebook or Google or Amazon?
Mm-hmm.
They could just buy Disney right now, right?
I mean, yeah, Google has the money. Amazon, I don't think they quite have the same amount of money as Google does. I mean, Google and Apple have billions in cash right now. Like, they wouldn't even have to like sell anything. They just have the money sitting
there. Let me write you a check.
Exactly. And Facebook, their business model has been twofold. It's either we are going to buy you or we are going to copy you and crush you.
Yes.
That they bought Instagram because they wanted all the hipsters who didn't want to deal with Facebook anymore. And they bought WhatsApp because they wanted a chat and they couldn't buy Snapchat. So they just took what people liked about Snapchat and put it into Instagram. And they are in the process of crushing Snapchat at the moment.
And on Facebook now you can do the thing with the like with Snapchat, like, oh, look, it's my face. But now there's cat ears on it. But
the filters.
Yeah, you're doing that on Facebook now.
Exactly. So the argument for Disney buying up all of Fox's assets is they want to have the movies and have the TV shows that people want.
Yeah.
So that they can create their own platform, or they may just build that into Hulu, which when they buy Fox, if it all gets approved by the Justice Department, they will own more than 50% of.
No, I thought Hulu was NBC.
Hulu is NBC, ABC, which is Disney, Comcast, and I believe AT&T owns a piece of it.
It's all crazy. It's all crazy.
Well, Hulu was the answer to what the studios ultimately did to compete with YouTube back in the day. Because, like, if you remember YouTube back in 2007, like, people were uploading a bunch of copyrighted clips onto YouTube. Like, if you were looking for a video, you went to YouTube.
Yeah.
And then the studios were like, well, if people are going online to do this anyway, let's create our own site. So NBC and Fox got together. They created Hulu, and all of the NBC and Fox shows were up there with ads. And mm-hmm. then Disney's like, this is a great idea. We're going to buy stock in this. We're going to put all of the ABC shows up there. They cut deals with CBS. They cut deals with the CW. So it kind of became the hub. So the question then becomes, is Disney going to create the new Disney streaming service?
They're trying to. That's what they said they wanted to do.
Or is Hulu going to become that streaming service?
Well, either way, it's going to work out for them.
Yes.
It's daunting. I guess I'm not smart enough to even see where it's going. I really don't. I mean, it's going to be the internet, and now there's net neutrality, which I still haven't figured out. My every fiber in my being tells me, keep it the Wild Wild West.
Yes.
However, the Wild Wild West wasn't perfect.
Correct.
You had towns, I've seen it in movies, where, seriously, like, the bad guys take over, and, like, it's just going to be bad guys rule. in this town. And I don't want bad guys rule. The thing I like about America is there's law and order. And if somebody comes after my property, I can call the cops. And mm-hmm. the cops come and, you know, help me defend my property.
And I'm going to be completely honest. What I believe personally is after you take your time to look at it and meditate, you're going to come around and realize that net neutrality is ultimately the way to go. Because the one thing that I know about you in your being to be true is that you believe that it should be as easy as possible for businesses to get started, correct?
That is a big, big thing with me.
Yes.
I want to encourage capitalism and entrepreneurship wherever I can.
Yes. If net neutrality does ultimately go away, I know the FCC did vote to take it away, but it's already starting to go through the courts. There's talk of legislation. People are working to get it back. But if at the end of the day it goes away, you take guys like us who have LoftusParty.com,
mm-hmm.
and there is nothing stopping the Verizons and the AT&Ts and the Comcast from saying, that's a really nice site you have there. Oh, by the way, we're going to load it at 1 kilobyte per second onto people's computers if you don't pay us this much money per month.
And then I think where I stand on this is like when that happens, people have to sue. It's like what YouTube is doing to mm-hmm. us.
Yes.
You know, just like we're just not going to monetize this video.
Yes.
Because you're talking about freedom of speech with mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro. How dare you? Or with Guy...
Guy Benson. That's the video.
I'm not even kidding. I almost said Guy Fieri. I'm talking freedom of speech with Guy Fieri.
Loftus Party is going to Flavortown.
All the flavors are there. The salty, the sweet, the crunch. Yeah. But no, like Prager... university is yes. is suing YouTube
mm-hmm.
because they're getting shafted.
Yes.
So that's how I think it's probably going to play out.
Okay.
Is it going to be? It's going to be in the courts.
Okay. And I agree with you. It's just I think it's starting a lot sooner than you think it is because it's already starting. There's about right. 12 states that are about to sue the federal government to make sure that there can be
so net neutrality. Let's see how that plays out. Okay. If somebody has a website and they go listen. This internet provider is holding me ransom.
Mm-hmm.
They say they're going to slow me down unless I pay them protection money. We're talking mafia.
Yeah. You
know, nice website. Sorry if something would happen to it.
Exactly.
It'd be a shame if this loaded real slow. Remember, yes. Dial up, mm-hmm. hand over the register. That would be bad.
Yes.
So those people will sue and it'll happen. I get worried, when the government starts legislating, about things that might happen. This might happen, so we should pass a law to make sure it doesn't.
But
that's thought crime, guy.
The reason that net neutrality was instituted initially wasn't because it might happen. It was because it started to happen.
These are the headlines we should be reading.
Yes.
This is the crap that matters.
Yes.
Right? Like the Russia thing. I don't think you're going to find anything with Russia. Like, oh, Donald Trump had 12 Cokes. Right? Donald Trump had 12. I don't give a. I don't care if he had a case.
Okay.
I really don't.
I agree.
And I don't care if he chases Omarosa around with a broomstick and she calls him Festus. I don't. I don't care about the inner workings of the palace intrigue, mm-hmm. any of it.
Yeah.
The government, it's working. We got checks and balances. I believe in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, he looked at her weird. I don't care. The New York Times, these newspapers of note, stop writing about that crap,
mm-hmm.
and write about important things that affect the lives of every American. That enjoy the internet and enjoy free trade and all that other good stuff. So, that's where I stand on that. Okay. So net neutrality, I dropped the ball. I gotta figure out more about it. And that's the other thing, and I don't want to pass a law about it, but like you live in California.
I do.
You and we both live in Los Angeles. Don't you find it maddening? Maybe this is my Michaeltopia. This is an early Michaeltopia. Merry Christmas, everybody. In Michaeltopia, laws are written in simple language that people can understand.
Agreed.
Everything has like this double speak to it now. It's really like Abbott and Costello. Like you don't you know, if forthwith by the person of, it's like a bad contract. If you agree to not raise the tax, you agree for to do raise the tax on the substandard. It's like, I don't, what am I voting on? How make it easier?
Agreed.
Thank you. It's so confusing and horrible. Make the make that stuff easier. Is Kamala Harris going to run for president, you think?
I don't think she's going to run initially. I think she's a strong VP pick. There's a lot of rumor that it's going to be a Biden-Harris ticket.
Oh, Joe, they can't run Joe.
They're going to run Joe. We had Amy Parnes on the show. She said they're going to run Joe.
And she said that. She said it last summer. Amy Parnes, by the way, she co-authored the book Shattered, the Hillary Clinton thing, where they just said they made up the Russian thing. That's the other thing. You can go back and look at the book Shattered, and they're like, holy, we lost a Donald Trump. What are we going to do? We should blame it on we should say the Russians. Like, they hatched the whole Russia hacked the election thing. Sorry, I can't let it go. Like,
you know I'm no fan of Hillary Clinton.
And that's the other thing. Watch the vlog this week. Go to, maybe you already have, but go to the FBI thing. That's deeply disturbing.
Yes.
That's deeply disturbing.
However, to be fair, the Hillary Clinton part of it aside, think Robert Mueller, he ultimately did the right thing. He discovered something shady was going on and said, all right, guy, you got to get out of here.
Yeah. I find it odd that he gave the guy the gig in the first place. And that's the other thing. And then it comes to light. Yeah. And then it's not like Robert Mueller raised his hand. Went, hey, you guys, this dude over here, cheating. This guy. I'm gonna let him go. It's like they were like, Robert Mueller was like, hey, get out of here. Go. And then continued on with his way. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, well, what happened to Strojkovic? What happened to that guy? Whatever the heck, Stork.
Stroke.
Yeah. Where'd that guy go? We human resources. We put it. Hey, what do you mean human resources? What did he do? hated Donald Trump. Where'd Hillary Clinton go? But yeah, he's out of here. What happened? And now all this stuff comes to light. Like, so now I want to go through now. I'm always about who's watching the watchers. I want to go through everybody else on that and like, all right, who else actively hates the president of the United States?
Yeah, but I mean, Mueller, and I say this, you know,
with love,
with love. Yes. I think that if you need someone who is as nonpartisan as possible in this position, you're not going to find anyone better than Bob Mueller. I mean, this is a guy who worked for Bush. He worked for Obama. I mean, he's
deep state guy.
Ooh.
I don't know. And then I start to like the catchphrases, you know, you're not going to find, you hear that a lot, which makes me start to suspect, like, what's this guy hiding? Like, everybody keeps talking about, he's so nonpartisan. You're not going to find anybody more nonpartisan than Bob Mueller. Really? Really? I don't know. I have no joke for that. Okay. It was a great setup for a joke. I had nothing.
That aside, though, the other thing I appreciate is he's just off in his corner doing his job right now. And there are no leaks and stuff isn't really getting out about what he's doing until it ends up in the court. And he says, I need a subpoena and I need to know what this thing is.
Yeah. Let's keep it that way.
Agreed.
I like that. Okay, so that is our pre-Christmas show. Thank you so much. We had an absolute blast. There was some rambling. There was some foul language. There was some off-color humor. Off-color humor?
Yes.
However, that's just the way the cookie crumbles, you guys. And if you don't like it, tough titty. No, we apologize if you hated it. But leave a comment, be our friend, all that good stuff. Send us an email. Do what you know. Let's get going. I had a dude the other day. I posted this thing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. This John Prine song that I just love.
Yes,
In Spite of Ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I just love this song. It's fantastic. So a dude, and I encourage this. Dude goes, not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. That's one of the listeners to the podcast.
Yes.
I'm sorry I forget your name. But he's like, yeah, listen, not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Then another guy was like, hey, I know you like that song. Check this one out.
Yes.
And he sent me a link to this video this crazy song called Satisfaction. It's this bizarre techno thing with hot chicks and power tools. And it's just like, it was awesome.
All right.
Right? So I want to encourage that behavior.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's discover cool crap together, man. And like, it's the Star Wars sex toys and whatever, comic books, articles, UFO, whatever it is, man. Let's go. It's almost 2018. This is the Loftus Party. Let's go.